Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
All right, let's get going. This is Thunder and Lightning live postgame here on YouTube. Appreciate you tuning in here on a Saturday evening. I know, I'm excited to get home and watch these games tonight too. We'll try to keep this short and sweet, but I thought it was a really good effort from the Bulldogs today, and hopefully I can give a good effort here on the postgame show. We are brought to you by the good folks at Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, and storm damage 24/7. Our expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Better than ever. It'll be good. Wow. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. All right. Mississippi State falls to Georgia 41-31. Two things can be true at the same time. We'll go with that. You know, it's a loss, and it's another loss, and now you're 1-5, and that's not great. But if I go back to August and I say State loses this game 41-31, and I remember we talked a lot about that Ole Miss game against Alabama, Kiffin's first year, where they were back and forth with him, and they just couldn't slow him down. I don't know if this was the same thing as that, because, you know, State was behind at one point, way behind. They were, what, down 17 at the half. Down 24, I guess, at the start of the second half, then makes a good comeback. But they played well today. And I think if we could go back to August and I tell you State loses on the road at Georgia 41-31, I think we're all saying, wow, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty good. It's just what we know in between is what's on our mind. And I think my buddy Rob Hadaway, who is in the chat here, I think he may have made this point to me about the Ole Miss and Kentucky, but we'll bring it here. If you're still mad, you're not mad about what happened today. You're mad because they lost to Toledo and Arizona State. And I get that. Arizona State looks like a decent team. But that's why you're mad. And as Sam Sharma just says, they can beat Arkansas. They can beat A&M. They can beat Ole Miss. They can beat Missouri playing the way they played today. They've got to maintain that level of play in most areas of the game. But for by and large, Mississippi State played pretty well today. And Michael Van Buren, there's a lot to be excited about with this young man. 20 of 37, 306 yards, 3 touchdowns, was effective kind of moving around in the pocket today. Was sacked, 5 times in this game, but that's okay. Kevin Coleman, another good day for him, 8 catches, 103 yards. He is quietly having a really good season just because, and that's something we talked about in the offseason, that the Lebby offense, there's always one receiver that's just has a huge season. Coleman is definitely going to be that guy. They didn't run the ball really effectively today, but Booth and Daniels had a couple of good long runs there in the second half that set up touchdowns, or in Daniels' case, scored a touchdown. You just can't be too upset about the offense. Now, defensively, yeah, they're still not good. And it's kind of weird because the past two games, they've been forcing some turnovers. They've been getting a couple stops here and there, but when they don't get off the field, it is almost guaranteed a touchdown. And I know that sounds like a little – you see what I'm trying to say, though. It's either like 3-and-out or a touchdown. And that's kind of where they are defensively. Georgia, I mean, as you see, 41 points. Obviously, that's a lot. And then total yardage, 605 yards, 459 yards passing for Carson Beck, a new career high for him. I'll be honest with you, after the touchdown – catch to start the second half, my first thought was, man, KJ Costello's record might just be in a little bit of trouble in this game. But fortunately, Mississippi State was able to find some stops and get and get going there. Is there a call-in option? No, I'm on YouTube. No, there's not a call-in option, Cody. Cody, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, though. I believe you're going to be at Boomtown Biloxi with me to watch the Saints. So we'll, whatever you've got to ask me right now, ask me tomorrow at Boomtown. I'll be happy to answer it then. Hunter Bowen, this game felt like the 2020 trip to Georgia. Lost, but showed that it could work. Leach did make it work. Hopefully, Lebby does the same. There's something to that for sure. And that team was much better defensively than this team is. So Lebby has got a little bit more of a hill to climb. I definitely think for Mississippi State, though, that you're starting to see some improvement. And that is what was needed more than anything else. You couldn't play these two games and lose 58-0, 58-7, and expect anybody to show up with the game on Saturday when you play Texas A&M at home. And I don't know what kind of crowd there's going to be at Texas A&M on Saturday next week. But I have to think a little bit that some people are going to say, okay, it's getting better, and I want to see the freshman. Van Buren is a good player. I'll tell you this right now. I don't know for sure that he's the starting quarterback in 2025, because you're going to have Van Buren. You're going to have Shapen. You're going to have a transfer come in for sure. There's going to be a real live quarterback competition. But right now, I would tell you that Mississippi State's quarterback competition should end in Van Buren being the quarterback of the future. George Brock says, did Ole Miss throw a pick, or did they get a pick? George, you got to be what's the word I'm looking for? Specific there. Please let me know what happened. Ole Miss got a pick. Well, that's no good. Nobody wants that. Okay. Well, we'll worry about that a little later. You know, we got to go watch that. I like what I'm seeing from Van Buren. I like what I saw. You know, Sam says Johnny Daniels is RB1. Yes, I agree with that. 100%. He is the better guy there. I think Booth showed you a couple of times today he can do some things, but Daniels should be the number one guy. Somebody mentioned the Kirby shoving Mike Van Buren. He did. He absolutely did. I was kind of surprised that there wasn't a flag on that. Maybe it was just, you know, I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get to the ref. And this is one of those things. I know you're trying to get to the ref. You don't have to run like a jerk. You know, you can just yell at the ref. It's fine. But instead, he runs over a Mississippi State player. I would like to see Smart say something in his post game about that and say, hey, I shouldn't have, that's my mistake. I want to apologize to the young man. I don't know if it'll happen or not. The SEC should issue a statement on that, to be totally honest. It's very similar. Didn't the Georgia coach touch or get after one of our players in that brawl? So I don't know. I mean, this is the kind of game that all offseason long, I was expecting from Mississippi State. They move the ball, they score points, but defensively they just can't get stops. This is what I expected the games to look like up to this point. And, you know, obviously that wasn't the case against Toledo and Arizona State and Florida and so on and so forth. But it just kind of is what it is. Ole Miss stuffed on fourth down. All right. Where did they go for it on fourth down? Somebody let me know that. Was that a bad call there? I don't know. So if they continue to play like this, if State plays the same way, from the one. They're going in. Oh gosh. If State plays like this offensively, they're going to have a chance to win almost every game left on the schedule. That's not to say they will win. And certainly when you play defense like this, you can't bank on it, but they'll have opportunities. You know, if they can put 31 points and 300 yards passing on Georgia, they can certainly put more on A&M, who's not as good defensively, Arkansas, who's not as good defensively. Nobody on the schedule is as good defensively the rest of the way. So you have some opportunities there. So we'll have to see what happens. Hey, the postgame show is brought to you by the good folks over at Lazy Guys. I tweeted about this earlier today. If you're like me, if you've just been watching college football all day and you didn't feel like getting up, Lazy Guys is the answer. Go local with Lazy Guys. Use the promo code MSUNIL. Save $3 on your order and make a $1 order to the Bulldog Initiative. $1 donation, I should say. And then if you're going big, an order of $50 or more, you can get $10 off your order and make it $5 for the initiative with the code MSUNIL50. Download the Lazy Guys app or go to lazyguys.com. If you don't want to leave the couch during the game, if you don't feel like fighting the crowds at the store, if it's picking up dinner for groceries for dinner or dinner itself, Make sure you go local and support the Bulldog Initiative with Lazy Guys. I thought that, by and large, Mississippi State fans, again, what we're mad about is not what happened today. We're mad about Arizona State and Toledo. If you just want, you can lose to Florida. If you just won those two games and you're sitting there at 3-3, nobody is mad about anything. People are talking about this will be a bowl team. But you lost those two games, and it just is what it is at this point for Mississippi State. So, I don't know. I'm very excited. I wish we had started the season. See, I see what you're saying, Sam, and I think Van Buren is very good. But Chapin was not the reason State lost those games early on. He just wasn't. That was not the issue. Chapin was fine. He was playing well. But I like Van Buren as well, too. I'm very interested to see how the quarterback competition will go. I expect Parson to transfer. There's obviously no future for him here at Mississippi State. But Chapin, Van Buren, and then quarterback X. If I were to throw some names out, and we'll do it. Let's just have some fun. We'll just throw a name out. Jackson Arnold is a name that's going to be thrown out. I don't know if he's any good or not. It obviously hasn't worked out for him in Oklahoma, but that was Levy's guy coming out of high school. Is Luke Altmyer a name that excites anybody? I don't know if he does or not, but I could see him making the return trip home. Just trying to think my way around the nation. There's going to be guys. I'll be honest with you, and I don't know that you would get either one of them, but either Austin Simmons or Walker Howard, one of those two is going to leave Ole Miss, you would think, after this year, because whoever gets that starting job, the backup's not going to want to hang around. Just some names to throw out there. I don't know if any of them are accurate or not, but we'll just have to wait and see. Defensively with this team, I mean, it just is what it is, right? The talent is the issue there. Now let's address one thing. This Brylan Lanier play that we all saw. Absolutely unacceptable. I'll be honest with you, if I was the coach, I don't know that he's on the plane, to be totally honest. I was like, he can get on the plane, but then that's going to be it for you. He can't play. That is unbelievable. I've never seen that in my life. I watch a lot of football, a lot. And he just gave up on the tackle. And so I don't know how you go forward with that. I'm going to listen to the press conference later. I hope that Sam and Benjamin and Steve and the guys that are there in Athens ask about that. If not, I'm going to ask about it. I have to ask about it on Monday. Just want to know what Lanier said when he came off the field. Did he say he thought he dropped the ball? Because if that's the case, I mean, you got to play to the whistle. If there's one thing that anybody that ever played a down of football ever knows, is your coaches tell you, play until you hear the whistle. He didn't hear the whistle. That's a tough, tough thing there. JJ asked about the four-star quarterback commit from Mississippi. I mean, I love Kamario Taylor. I think he is a fantastic prospect, but he's not the quarterback next year for sure. So, are we sure the schedule flips next year? Yes, we are 100%. Georgia will be in Starkville next year. Yes, 100%. Is the success in the second half attributable to Levy's adjustments? If so, what was up with the first half game plan? Well, if you look at the first half game plan, Van Buren just missed some throws. I don't think it was so much that the game plan was poor as it was Van Buren was poor. He got much better about midway through the second quarter. He started hitting some passes, and then he got some confidence. But he missed some easy ones there in the first quarter and a half for sure. He settled in, as Sam says there. He definitely settled in there. Did he think he was in the end zone? Again, I mean, you got to play to the whistle. If you don't hear the whistle, we're tackling. Simple as that. Fourth down play calls were amazing. State showed you some plays they had not seen. Today was the day where I looked at what State did offensively and say, okay, now I'm starting to see the Jeff Levy offense. I'm starting to see some of that creativity. And I think next week when you play A&M at home, you can bring back a little bit more of that tempo than you haven't seen these past few weeks. So pretty good. Again, if we just look at this game in a vacuum, I think we're probably pleased isn't the right word. I wouldn't be pleased with a loss, but when you look at the whole of it and you say, man, the way they played on the road against a good team, they did about all they could. And any anger we have today is lingering from 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. So time to start Thick Nitz Gerald. I love Nick, but this offense, I don't know that he's got the passing chops for it. Be a great runner in this offense, though. So we'll see. Let's pick our Paul Davis impact player of the game. Again, when you need an impact player after you've had a disaster, Paul Davis Restoration here in the Golden Triangle is the one to call. 662-769-7285. It's got to be Michael Van Buren, 20 of 37, 306 yards, 3 touchdowns passing. He did have the interception, but I thought he played really, really well today and showed a lot of promise for the future here at Mississippi State. He looks like a dynamic young player for the Bulldogs. And I'm excited to see if he continues to develop, especially when you think about Levy and the way he's coached quarterbacks, the way, you know, Dylan Gabriel from year one at Central Florida, and then he had him 2 years at Oklahoma. He got better each year. Corral was much better year two and at Ole Miss than he was at year one. That's exciting to think about Levy having a quarterback that he could have not only year one with, but then year two and year three and possibly a year four. When you look at Van Buren, he's so small, I don't know if he's an NFL guy or not. So the chance that you could have a guy like that, you know, whenever you have a young, exciting freshman quarterback, the key word is what I just said. It's exciting, right? Because that's you're like, you're looking at the future like, man, by the time this guy's a senior, he's going to be unbelievable. You know, it's just his second ever start. You never know what's going to happen with him. But I thought it was a very exciting game for him. His first two starts have been on the road at the number one and number five teams of the country. And they said it during the broadcast. And Levy told him, he's like, it will never be harder than this. State doesn't have a more difficult game all year now. Everything is downhill from here. So we'll see where it takes us. Again, this season has not gone the way that anybody wanted it to. It hasn't gone the way I thought it would go back in the offseason. But what I saw today there's some building blocks. There's some potential that when I do the shows next week, I'm going to talk about the Texas A&M game in terms of this is what Mississippi State has to do to win. I haven't been able to do that the last 2 weeks. You know, when they played Texas, they played Georgia. It was just about, can they stay close and can they do this? And now, you know, now I can say, hey, they can beat Texas A&M. They got to do this and they got to force A&M into this. And, you know, they won't be favored and it'll be an upset, but they can do it. Dak, somebody says, come on, guys. John Kelsey says, MVP has given me serious Dak vibes when Russell went down and he had to take over. What do you think about that? Come on, man. Come on, man. Let's go. Let's not do that. All right, let's let him be the first MVP. Let's not try to make somebody the next Dak. They're not the same kind of player, and I know I'm not gonna put that kind of pressure on a guy when he's making his second start. Let's not you know. Wow, I'm starting to think he might be as good as the best quarterback in school history. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. All right, Thunder and Lightning tomorrow. It's gonna be a late show, guys, because, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, I will be in Biloxi. If you're on the coast tomorrow and you're a Saints fan, I've got a great deal for you. We're going to be at Boomtown Biloxi. They're going to have a big screen set up in the event center to watch the game. They got a full buffet set up with wings and burgers and hot dogs. They'll have cookies and brownies. At least they did last time. They've got all you can drink. It's beer with seltzer, canned beer, canned seltzer. It's $20. So if you want to come out and have food, have some drinks, have a great time, watch the Saints, please join me at Boomtown Biloxi tomorrow. But because of that, I mean, the game ends at 3 and then I got to drive back to Starkville. What if we aren't a Saints fan? Can we still come? You can absolutely still come. You can come if you're a Buccaneers fan, a Falcons fan, a Cowboys fan, whatever. Show up, enjoy yourself. We're going to have some good times. And then, but most importantly, for our purposes, I got to drive back from the coast when the event ends. So about, you know how long that drive is. I can't borrow Cross one. Nah, he wouldn't loan it out. I don't know what the deal is. So I couldn't get a highway patrol exit escort. To let me go 150 miles an hour down Highway 45. So just be what it is. So talk to you guys tomorrow evening with Robbie. We'll have Things That Are True. We'll have Tell Them Falk. We'll have Coffee Is for Closers. And then we will, get ready for another week here. Mississippi State, Texas A&M, big game, big game. State has a chance in that game. We'll talk about it later this week, guys. Really appreciate you guys tuning in on a Saturday night. I know we're also watching football. I'm about to head back to the house, turn on to Ole Miss, tune into Oregon. I guess I'll catch up with this Tennessee game. It sounds like it's an interesting one as well. Bob Evans, cross one, faking an injury. The pilot's got a cramp. He's like, ah! State faked an injury tonight. We shouldn't cast stones on that one. I'll laugh really hard if Richard decides to fall out of the chair on Monday. Y'all keep an eye on that. He will do it. Rob says he probably can't come to Biloxi. Well, that's okay, Rob. We will miss you, though. Maybe I think we're doing another one in November. I'll let you know. Maybe you can be at that one. Have a good night, guys. I'll talk to you again soon. This has been Thunder and Lightning Live here on YouTube, brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration and Lazy Guys.
Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.